This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-done. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Officials in Southwest Iowa, Pottawatomie County, Iowa, are investigating a case of animal abandonment after they found 3 dead dogs and dozens of others in not very good condition at a kennel. More than 40 dogs were found in poor condition and 10 dogs are missing. The majority of the animals at the kennel were Labrador retrievers. One local official said he believed some of the dogs had been trapped in their kennels without food or water for at least a week. From this week in agribusiness, it is a problem every planting and harvest season. We continue to hear of collisions between farm equipment on the roads and motorists trying to pass the machinery on the left, not aware that the operator of the machine is making a left turn. Some local authorities say speed is often a big factor, as farm equipment travels so slow, and many motorists in their cars are going much, much, much faster. One farm safety expert in Indiana recently counseled farmers getting ready for that left turn to not only signal but to own the road a little more, as he put it. If there's no approaching traffic, move more to the center of the road, slowly coming up to that turn, and then ease into that left turn from the middle of the road spot. If that parts problem for the F-150 pickups at Ford Motor Company goes on much longer, it could affect the company's earnings. The F-150 is Ford's biggest selling vehicle. That fire last Wednesday at a Michigan parts plant has disrupted Ford's truck production. Here's an interesting fact. Between the Ford plant at Kansas City and their Dearborn truck plant in Michigan, Ford Motor Company last month alone built 61,000 trucks. Coming up to Mother's Day, here's some interesting facts. While this sure has changed through the years, we still have, according to the Census Bureau, about 5 million stay-at-home moms in the United States. But whether in the home or out of it, our mothers sure are working moms. Census numbers show that almost 2/3 of the women in the workforce, now that age range of 16 to 50, 62% had a baby in the past 12 months. Oh, and births by teenage mothers sure are declining. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.